Across the nation, deaths related to the synthetic opioid fentanyl have been on the rise. NWPB's Rachel Sun and Lauren Gallup report Idaho and Washington are curbing death rates by increasing access to the opioid reversal drug naloxone.
In downtown Tacoma, Rachel Aaron says she sees drug use frequently.
I've personally seen somebody that was just slumped up against the door and looked to be like an overdose. And I didn't have Narcan at that time, so I wasn't able to administer that. So I had to call 911 for them to help the individual.
Aarons is the building administrator for First United Methodist Church. She says she now has another option to help. The church recently became one of three sites in Pierce County to receive a vending machine that distributes the opioid reversal drug naloxone, known by the brand name Narcan, for free. Naloxone works by binding to the opiate receptors in the brain and reversing their impact. Naloxone is becoming more important than ever as deaths from opioids continue to climb. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, Washington had about a 102% increase in synthetic opioid deaths, while Idaho saw an increase of nearly 79%.
In Idaho, naloxone vending machines are more rare and mostly concentrated in the Boise area. Randy Peterson is the health program manager at the Idaho Department of Health and Welfare. She says because vending machines that distribute naloxone are also used for harm reduction materials such as sterile syringes, the machines need to be able to track utilization and require more time, money, and maintenance.
For Narcan, we feel like that's not as essential to gather all kinds of details about who's getting it and how much is being dispensed. We think it's more important to just get naloxone out into the community and reduce barriers.
Instead, Peterson says, the Department of Health is moving toward distribution boxes that look similar to newspaper stands, where anyone can access naloxone for free. They also work with community partners such as the Latah Recovery Center in Moscow to distribute naloxone. Latah Recovery Center's director, Daryl Kime, says the center's distributed roughly 30 doses of naloxone in the past year, and he knows of at least 7 times it was used. They also distribute naloxone to local bars and hotels and provide sterile syringes as a harm reduction strategy.
We're hoping people will enter recovery, but we want them to remain safe and alive long enough that they get the chance to do so.
With that mission of harm reduction, the Dave Purchase Project in Tacoma received federal funding to get the 3 Narcan vending machines installed around Pierce County. There's one at the Tacoma Public Library Moore Branch in South Tacoma. Gabby Fuentes is a neighborhood services manager for the library.
So if someone comes in, it's right by our reference desk where they can ask, you know, any question that they need.
The barrier is funding. The contract for the 1-year grant for those machines ends in June 2023. The Dave Purchase Project will work to secure funding to keep those machines running past June and make this resource as accessible as possible. In Washington State, anyone can get naloxone for free from participating pharmacies without a prescription.
In Idaho, organizations can request naloxone through the Department of Health website, and individuals can get naloxone mailed to them by visiting niac89.org or find nearby distribution locations at findidahotesting.com. Any Idaho resident can also request prescriptions for naloxone at most pharmacies, which is covered by Medicaid. In Moscow, I'm Rachel Sun.
In Tacoma, I'm Lauren Gallup.
This report is made possible in part by the cooperative agreement between NWPB, the Lewiston Tribune, and the Moscow Pullman Daily News.